So, Eileen, I've got a question for you.
You do.
Yes, I do. And it's on the subject of the Alexander technique and back pain. As I'm sure you know, the technique of all the various sort of physical ailments that people have, it seems like back pain has, in the public mind, is the most connected with the Alexander technique. Not that the technique causes it, but that the that lessons in the Alexander technique often have quite a dramatic effect on back pain. And in
It sure
fact,
did. Yeah.
about a year ago, the British Medical Journal came out with a very large-scale study on that very topic, and I will put a link to their video on it. And it's pretty conclusive that the technique, well-taught lessons in the technique, can make a and not that many can make a gigantic difference in back pain. So, what's your take on how is it that back pain got to be the poster boy for the Alexander technique?
I would guess because there are so many people that experience back pain. I think most people experience back pain at some point in their life. And often people will go the traditional route with that for, they might go see a doctor or a chiropractor or a physical therapist, and not that there's anything wrong with any of them, but they are not being taught to change the thing that caused them the back pain. They're just really having their back pain treated. And a lot of times, sometimes it does help a little bit, but a lot of times it doesn't because they go on and they do the same physical habits with their body that have caused them to have the back pain. And when by physical habits, I don't mean they go out and work in the garden or something. I mean the way they actually. How they might compress their body a funny way when they're bending in the garden,
So not so much what they're doing, but how they're doing it.
how they're doing it
Because back
exactly.
pain, I believe, and you can correct me on this, I don't think there's much evidence to suggest that back pain is more prevalent with people who do a lot of physical activities or people who do relatively few. It may even be more prevalent for people that put less demand on their back. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah,
It
I don't
wouldn't
know
surprise
either.
me, but
I think it goes over all sorts of things. I
yeah, it's
think it's a
pretty
pretty common
general.
condition, and a lot of that's a common condition because we're putting a tremendous stress on our backs with how we use our body, how we unconsciously put a lot of extra tension and compression in our movements. And as you learn the technique, you're kind of shocked when you realize, wow, look what I was doing. I can't believe, of course, no wonder I have back pain. And you start noticing as you're looking at people, like, well, boy, I'm surprised these people don't have more back pain. And so there is, it's something that becomes very obvious as you study the technique that you find that you're doing, and that's a pretty common habit all through our culture and probably other cultures too, that creates a lot of back pain. And so, and I think probably if 30 to 50% of the people weren't doing that, we'd notice we're doing it or whatever, and we'd notice the habit and we change it. But because it's so prevalent in our culture, I think probably 90 or more percent of the people are doing these habits.
Well, I think most people have no idea that they are
Oh,
putting a
no
lot of
idea,
extra
absolutely.
pressure. Now, what I want to get back to, though, is this business of the technique and back pain being so connected in many people's eyes. And I think one reason for that is that the technique is, as far as I know, the Alexander technique is the only method that really takes the approach to back pain that you don't necessarily want to do something different than you are, but you want to stop doing some stuff that you may be inadvertently doing to get in the way.
Right, well put. And
Because, yeah, go ahead.
I think the technique is probably the only method, the only proven, scientifically proven method to alleviate back pain. I think the study showed that I think people had like an 85% reduction in back pain on average.
Yeah, really.
Some people,
quite
a lot of people, I'm sure, right. had a complete. And this is only after I don't remember how many lessons, but it's not that many.
Not a lot.
They did a very small scale of number of lessons. They did a lot of people, 500 something people.
Right.
But very few lessons, and so I think it. I believe the technique is the only proven. High success rate in back pain, much better than surgery or right. a lot of other different things.
Right. And we should say that this study was commissioned by the British, I believe it was commissioned by the British National Health System, and their interest is kind of monetary in a way.
Cost reduction.
And so they were looking at this whole thing from a cost-benefit point of view, and clearly taking a dozen or even 20 or more Alexander lessons over a period of a few months, even at the most expensive teachers you could ever find, is going to be almost infinitesimal compared to the costs of surgery, the rehabilitation that comes after that, not to mention the risks and so on. I mean, Alexander lessons are an incredible bargain for someone with back pain, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely.
And if you're sitting there thinking, boy, I'm going to put a little plug in for the technique. Are you okay with that?
I think it's a great idea.
If you're in the audience now and you're listening, you got back pain, and you call an Alexander teacher and they say, well, it's going to cost you, who knows, whatever amount per lesson, and you probably should take at least 10 or 12 to get started, or whatever the teacher tells you, and you're talking at several hundred dollars, maybe, you know, getting up towards $1,000, and you say, well, you know, I could go see a doctor, and it's going to be cheaper because I've got insurance. And typically, insurance, of course, doesn't pay for something like the Alexander technique. And I would say, you know what? At least go and have a few lessons. You could end up saving yourself an immense amount of grief and unhappiness by doing that. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Right. And then there's the cost of missing work.
Well, yeah, all of that.
You know, and all the cost of not being able to do what you want to do, and the cost of just being uncomfortable and in pain while you try these other things that may not work for your back pain.
Give it a shot. You don't really, there's no risk, you know. You're not going to harm yourself doing any of this Alexander stuff, right? It's not.
And just no matter what's going on, likely it's going to just slightly make you feel a little easier, a little less compression generally.
Probably.
But it's wonderful. I tell people, just come take one lesson.
Yeah,
one lesson. Because you'll get something you can use all your life. That'll improve.
Although, to be honest, I think for a lot of people, if they just came for one lesson, they might have noticed that they were a little lighter, easier. But not everybody does in one lesson. I think we have to be clear that some people, not because the technique is a complicated thing, it's incredibly simple. But it's a very, very different way of looking at things like posture and movement than most people are used to. And particularly what makes it so different is, first of all, that we tend to be relatively disinterested in what activities you do. We want to know so we can work with you on them, but we don't tend to assign you exercises or activities. But we're interested in how you do anything, because there's likely to be certain patterns in how you chop vegetables that carry over into how you watch TV. I mean,
generally how you do anything is how you do everything.
Exactly. Yeah. And the other thing is that that makes it tricky for people to digest at first is that we're asking people, as I said earlier, to learn what they're doing that's getting in the way and just stop doing it. We don't want them to do some new thing. We want them to figure out or notice what it is that they're already doing plenty of, like,
and we're talking about what they're doing with their body. We're not
exactly
talking about, you know,
yes,
oh,
what they're doing.
You're
with
going
their body.
Skiing. Well, stop skiing. No, not
so,
at all.
So just to cite an example, and it directly relates to back pain because a lot of people really tighten their necks when they do things, and of course your neck is just the top 7 vertebrae of your spine. So anything you do in your neck is going to have pretty direct ramifications right down your spine. Well, if you're always tightening your neck, then the at least the first step in changing things is to stop tightening it. You know, just figure out a strategy for reducing the amount of tension that you produce,
and
you
that's
know,
what the technique teaches.
That's exactly
that
what
strategy.
It teaches, and which and which you, the listener, could experiment with right now. You could just talk to your neck, you know where it is, and just say, "I, the listener, my, I'll use myself as an example. How's that? How's that? Just I, Robert, I'm not tightening my neck." I just say that very softly to myself. I don't make a big deal of it. I don't get pushy with my neck. But I'd say I'm not tightening it. And I might continue to repeat that a little bit or think about it, but very, very lightly. And I think a lot of people, if you guys were to experiment with it, you would find that you would notice a difference right away. And then you could, that's something you could use as a self-help tool. What do you think?
Yeah, sure. But in Alexander lessons, you actually get the physical experience.
Oh, totally.
Very clearly of not doing it. You get the
definitely
helps you get the experience.
Definitely.
Of not tightening your neck.
Definitely.
So it makes a big difference to
go
to
for
actually,
a lesson. I'm not suggesting you don't go for a lesson, but if you want to do
a
little
sure,
experimenting
sure.
ahead of time, you just get an idea how even at the crudest level, the most simplistic level, you might find that you could make some changes in yourself that would be beneficial, and you would get some sense of what the Alexander process is likely to be about. How's that?
Yeah, well, yeah, very, very slight sense. But
very
slight,
but that's
yeah, but
it.
This is something you can utilize yourself that would benefit you,
exactly.
That will not harm you in any way,
yeah.
And that might very likely be to your benefit.
The beauty of saying something to yourself, like I'm not tensing my neck, is there are really only two possibilities. You are tensing it or you're not tensing it. If you're not tensing it and you say to your neck, I'm not tensing my neck, then nothing happens, but nothing bad happens either. But if you are tensing it, it's very likely that you'll lessen the amount of tensing that you do by just saying no.
Right, and even if you just lessen it a tiny, tiny bit, that helps.
It gets back to gradual changes being more powerful than big ones that we talked about in an earlier interview.
Yes, we did.
So shall we end it here?
Okay.